Responders to the Sudan mineshaft fire reported that a fire that began the evening of March 17th appears to be out, but they're not able to determine its exact location. The fire was discovered around 9 p.m. Thursday when smoke alarms were activated. The mine, located within Sudan Underground Mine State Park, is a popular tourist attraction between May and October. Minnesota's first iron ore mine, the mine about a half mile deep, attracts 37,000 visitors per summer. It's also the location of the University of Minnesota Physics Lab that has several national partners. The lab equipment is estimated to be worth between $50 million and $100 million. According to Minnesota Interagency Fire Center spokesman Carson Berglund, the cause of the fire is still unknown.
That's still under investigation, as they say, and they're narrowing the area that was active, had an active fire in it. They've narrowed that down quite a bit, but their main focus right now is to keep that at bay while they get the pumps back going. And in order to do that, they got to keep testing the shaft for safety reasons, obviously, to make sure that it's safe to go down there again. And they've been down there several times now, and right now they're focusing at level 27 to get electrical service restored there and to then get the pump going again, or pumps, and then get that water on its way up and out of there so they can maintain a safe level of water down there.
Local fire departments have provided needed staff to assist in suppression efforts. Other mining companies from around the nation have provided advice and assistance on equipment sources. About 30 people are on site working with the suppression efforts and the incident management team. Over 500 gallons of foam mixed with water was used to douse the fire. Crews reached the level where the university's lab is located.
They're down to they had success yesterday at the 12th and at the 22nd level, and now they're down to the 27 level where the big lab is at. And that's where all the foam, of course, will eventually get to. The excess foam, and that's what they're having to contend with now. But they've established good redundancy down there with communications, and that's a big safety factor.
Crews did not find any active fire. The University of Minnesota Physics Lab is at the mine's lowest level, and crews tested communications from that level but did not enter the laboratory chamber as yet. Berglund said getting the mine up and running is important, but they're taking it one step at a time.
Ultimately, is to get the lab and the tours going, but that's a long way off in their thinking process right now. Right now, they're concentrating so hard and so much on the safety aspect of the people that have to go, that are going down there. Then after that, they'll work on the fire origin and find out where it's at. You got to get in there by hand and dig it out. And then they'll start worrying about the future of the lab and how that activity is going to be curtailed or not, and when they can get actual tours back again is a little ways off.
The response to the incident involved many different agencies, including local volunteer fire departments, the Inver Grove Heights Fire Department, staff from the DNR, University of Minnesota, and the U.S. Department of Energy, which supplies funding for the physics experiments. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.